The Government of National Unity, GNU, makes up four political parties, including the majority ANC, African National Congress, and rivals Democratic Alliance, DA. Together, they backed the re-election of ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa for a second term, but finding common ground on other issues may be a challenge. Fikile Mbalula is the ANC Secretary General.
They are not our partners. They are our strategic opponents who have agreed in the interest of the country, let's work together. Otherwise, they too could have taken a different option. But nobody can govern here alone, including the ANC. And nobody can govern this country without us, because 6 million people said you cannot. And that's it.
Confirming the deal, senior DA member and deputy House of Assembly Speaker Annelie Treuth says details of the political pact are in the early stages.
It's a long process, so we had to go for the first thing that could be agreed on, which was the statement of intent. And now the further arrangements and agreements will be refined and agreed upon. So we're still in for a few weeks, I think, of negotiation.
Under the agreement, the DA would receive positions in cabinet. The opposition, a centrist party seen as a business friendly, is also the only major party led by a white leader in a country where more than 80% of the population is black. The ANC-DA agreement is seen as complex due to their ideological differences, and there has been skepticism about a deal between the two, given the ANC's role in liberating South Africa from the white minority rule. Former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto weSizwe Party, now the third biggest party, and the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, the fourth biggest party, are refusing to join a government that includes the DA. These two ANC offshoots claim that working with the DA is akin to reviving apartheid and colonialism in South Africa. On Sunday, Zuma told reporters they would swat the planned GNU before it takes off, congratulating Ramaphosa on his re-election as president. EFF leader Julius Malema accused the ANC of selling out the country to the former colonizers.
We do not agree to this marriage of convenience to consolidate the white monopoly power over the economy and the means of production in South Africa. This marriage, it's a marriage that seeks to undermine the changing of property relations in South Africa. We refuse to sell out. We have never done so when we're young, and we're not going to do so today. We don't have a history of being collaborators. This is not a government of national unity. This is a grand coalition between the ANC and the white monopoly capital.
Honorable
history
member,
will judge you and judge you harshly.
Zuma and his 58 lawmakers boycotted the first parliament sitting on Friday, which re-elected Ramaphosa as president for the next 5 years. Zuma also challenged the May 29 vote, claiming it was stolen. He took the challenge both to the Electoral Court and the Constitutional Court, both dismissed his claims. Addressing the media on Sunday, Zuma says his elected officials would take their seats in Parliament and use them to challenge the legitimacy of the ANC and DA unit government.
We are reaching a point in South Africa that can take us just beyond what we need. We must respect one another if we want peace in this country. We all want peace, but you cannot preach peace and provoke violence. No, I must stop now because I'm going to say something serious.
However, political analyst and Professor Adrian Duvenage says coalition building is the best solution to South Africa's problems.
That the ANC only received 40.2% of the support in the country. Now, you need to accommodate. You cannot get your own way all the time. So there need to be compromises, and I think that is going to be the reality in South Africa.
Ramaphosa will be inaugurated this Wednesday, after which the constitution mandates he forms a government within 14 days. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza reporting.